Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to The Inspired Evolution. I'm your humble host, Amra Sandhu, and you're tuning in to a conscious conversation designed to help you grow. Our mission here is simple. It's for you to live your purpose, live your best life, live the life you love. This podcast is sponsored by Enthusiasm for Life, by Great Creation itself. To keep the good vibes flowing for myself and yourself, do us a solid, subscribe to the Inspired Evolution podcast on YouTube, the home of the Inspired Evolution podcast. Now sit back, relax, open your mind, open your heart to this conversation, and stay inspired. Keep evolving. Welcome to the Inspired Evolution. And it is, guys, it is an inspirational treat to be here today. We've got with us Danette May. Danette, how are you?
Good. Good to be with you. Wow, that was an entrance. That was like awesome.
I visualized it before I got in. So you knew I was going to land it. For those tuning into Danette for a sec, I'm going to do an intro. It's going to take a minute. This woman is a powerhouse, right? She's America's leading health expert. She's the founder of Mindful Health and the Rise Movement. She's a world-renowned motivational speaker, number one best-selling author of 7 health and women empowerment books. She's a former celebrity fitness trainer. She's an incredible wife and mother. And in fact, she's walked in a path of incredible transformation herself. She's been incredibly inspired to evolve, if we can put it that way. Her challenges have been deep. She's lost her son during childbirth. Unfortunately, she found herself divorced, and she found herself at a certain point with just $47 to her name. And this all happened one after the other. It was then that she decided to stop actually being a victim and rewrite her story. Now, I can't wait to have a conversation about that and the transformation journey that she's gone through and the tools that she employed. Because as she began to focus on these 3 pillars of healing, as she puts it, healing foods, healing movement, healing mindset. Guys, if you check out her YouTube channel, there is such a wealth of content out there as well. She's transformed her life from $47 to her name to operating as a single mother to owning like $20 million business helping women around the world. She's got 3 8-figure businesses as we speak right now. She's donated over $5 million to charity. And as almost as an ode to this transformation, she's written Embrace Abundance. We'll put a link to the book in the show notes. Danette, thank you so much for doing this and being here with us today.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to just jam out and talk all the things.
Yeah, when I tuned into you, it was just this incredible story of, you know, I think there's this archetype of rags to riches. And hopefully that doesn't sound too rude when I say rags. But, you know, there is this archetype of rags to riches. But not everybody can tap into that story. And look, there's so many places that we could start in your journey in terms of how to create, you know, an incredible business, how to create incredible relationships. One thing I forgot to mention in the intro is, you know, you won like this incredible, like the world's most coveted bikini model contest at the age of 40 as well. It's like health, you know, relationships, money, it's all there. But I think I'd love to start with there was a point where you were like, let's call it your rock bottom. Do you remember that point? And was it just like, okay, I've had enough of this and I'm going to rewrite my story? Or what was it that came to you in that moment as like, okay, from this point, I'm inspired to evolve. Like I'm ready to change. What was it, the impetus to shift at that point? Where did the tools start coming to you?
Yeah, it's not, for me, it wasn't like something like a light bulb went off and I had all of a sudden these tools. I think there was a culmination of something going on. Mm-hmm. And for anyone listening, because ultimately when I share this backstory, I only share not to go relive it, but to help you if you're in your rock bottom to believe that it doesn't mean that's your destiny and it actually can be fuel for your destiny. So for me, having a higher purpose. So I was a mom to two little girls and I was the single mom at the time. And we were sleeping on the floor. We had tinfoil for an antenna for Curious George and the big red dog. Like I was like surrounded with what I would say my reality was not doing very well. And I was like, I really wanted more for my girls and I really wanted something bigger and better for them in their life. So having something like that always helps, but doesn't mean you always have the answers. So what I personally did is I was starting to listen to, I literally on my phone Googled inspirational stories, like inspiration. And I made it my mission to start researching behind the curtain of people that I looked up to, people that I was like, oh, their life seems pretty fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to just know what they were doing right now. I wanted to look behind the curtain.
How?
And So I researched a lot of people and I found a common denominator. I found a couple and I was like, this success leaves clues. Like mm-hmm. one, they all had a chaotic past check. I was like, yes, I have that. I can do this. Yeah. And then obviously they all had other common denominators and I started implementing those common denominators to start creating my success story, my new written story and put it into place. And you know what happens is you just do step by step by step. And before you know it, your life looks radically different.
I love that. And I laughed because everyone like often asks me, it's like, what's one of the biggest things that you've learned on the Inspired Evolution? And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to look behind the curtain, right? Of the people that have inspired me to inspire everybody else's evolution along. And the way I phrase it, and you know, what you described is, you know, they've had a chaotic past is I find everyone's biggest gifts are birthed out of the biggest challenges. It's almost like the bigger the challenge you've had, the greater the gift that you end up coming back with. It's almost like that hero's journey. And it's remarkable because like when I'm coaching people these days, I get excited when they're going through like a really tough time and people are like, it's inappropriate that you're smiling at my pain. And I'm like, no, but I know you're going to break through. I think it was really powerful what you said in that it's not a light bulb moment. Because oftentimes I think when we're in kind of rock bottom, and I know this from having sat across the table coaching so many people are waiting for that moment where everything just kind of pivots. You know, it's like, oh, there's going to be a moment where it just pivots. And ironically or not ironically or gracefully or ungracefully, it's almost like a stack of like these little moments that come together to stitch into this this transformation. So I really appreciate what you're saying about it not being just this light bulb moment. It was like this body of work and you transformed, you're inspired, and eventually things just kind of start to precipitate. I really wanted to know a little bit more because I know that there's a whole body of work around energetics there. You mentioned something and for the average listener, potentially you might have glossed over it, but she mentioned clearly that she doesn't relive her story. She just shares it with you to inspire you. Can you tell us a little bit around?
I'm so glad you caught that.
Can you tell us a little bit about why it's so important to not relive our story? And what's what, like why you phrased it the way that you did and what's going on in there?
I rephrased it this way because, so I do a lot of different podcasts or speaking, and I think there's an element to our story that sometimes we continue to live through versus stand on top of. Mm. And for me, I really want to make it really clear that I'm not going to continue living through this story, that I'm standing on top of my story and I'm going to the next story and I'm creating the next story. And so just being an example that whatever you're going through right now, whether it's the peaks or it's the valley of your journey, of your story, it's going to shift. Inevitably, it will shift. And either it will always be based off your thoughts. It will always be based off the decisions you're making. So you get to decide how low the valley is going to go and how high the peaks get to go. And so I just wanted to kind of voice that, because sometimes I feel like people want to stay in my past story. And I'm like, is anyone curious about what I'm doing today to keep going to the next level? Because to me, I'm here today, which is amazing. And I got here today from my past, but where am I going tomorrow? And honestly, those seems to be the questions, because that's why I always say that.
Mm, I love that. And there's a thing about having a vision that is quite magnetic in terms of, and I use that word consciously, because it actually pulls things together. I actually picked this up in a really big way from our mutual friend, Vision. He would often say that once you've got a vision, like I'll give you a base example. When I was hiring for my business, I used to just kind of put out the role and be like, this is what we got. This is what I need done. Thanks. And now it's like, he's like, nah, dude, like you just have like a sentence about what you need done, but you spend most of it talking about where the company's headed, what your visions are, what your ambitions are, what the energy is around here. And as it, like, you will attract the right people, and if they can or can't do the task, it doesn't matter, because they will figure it out because they're so inspired by the vision. And like, that was a game changer. Like, I can't tell you how inspiring a game changer that was. Like, the people that started rocking up to support the vision was just like, oh my God, like, now I'm having self-worth issues having you guys around. Like, this is ridiculous. So So I'm just feeling into that. Like, how, like, you talk a lot about, or for those that are tuning into Danette for the first time, maybe not, but for those that know you, like, visualization is a massive part of what you describe as a cornerstone to your success, I would say. Let's rewind just a little bit. You're in a really challenging place, but then are you starting to visualize like success in the next story, and then the disconnect between the two? Can you tell us about how do you believe into the next story when you're currently in this place of like,
oh yeah, when there's friction and when there's what we call as the racket.
Yeah.
So I call the racket. It's like you're just having a temper tantrum inside yourself and you're like, just
what,
like
me? No, never. I don't know what you're talking about. That never happens.
Right.
It's like most of the time. Yeah.
So for me, it's like when you're in that, and honestly, like, even if you're in this a space of like not even knowing how to put food on the table, that can feel like, how do I visualize when my reality is that I don't even have food? Like, I was at that time, just to give reference to where I was, you guys, I was a single mom, $47 to my name. Like, this was money that we found in couch cushions and drawers. My family thought I was kind of losing my marbles because I was shifting my paradigms around my belief systems of what they were teaching me as a daughter, as when they were raising me. And so I was just kind of disconnected from everyone. I felt really alone. And, you know, it's it's an interesting time, right? So you're in it. I'm eating beans and weenies. People are telling me that I look really lean, that are you eating? And it's like, I'm feeding my kids and sometimes I go without, right? So this was my reality. And it can be really difficult to spin that and to think of something different. But I want to just say that when I was researching other people or I was listening to other people's stories, one of the common denominators was them getting into a state of seeing and feeling eating amazing food, of living in this home with sheets and a bed. Like, for me, that's where I was starting, right? And having friends, people understand who you are. And then for me, it was that I always had this vision in my heart of what I wanted to do out in the world. Like, I was like, I know I have a mission. Like, I just felt that. Like, I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but for me, there was a knowing that I had to have been made for more, that there had to have been more, that I had dreams as a little girl. Like, they didn't just suddenly go away or they're irrelevant anymore. So I would see these things of where I wanted to go. And I would feel as if they happened. And I know we hear about this on The Secret. I know we know these things, but these are things that I've really been diving into even more and watching magic come into my life, watching clients have magic come into their lives. These are things that are formulas. And I just want the whole world to know about the formula, because I'm like, abundance is for everyone. Like this creation of what you want in life is for everyone. You just have to do the steps. You have to do, and you have to believe in the steps.
Let's talk a little bit about belief, because that's kind of what you're alluding to there. And I really appreciate you sharing that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Difficult question, I think easy to sort of frame if I can get there myself there. It's when I've got that disconnect between my reality and what I'm trying to create, how do I know that I'm not kidding myself? That what I'm trying to call in is even possible? Or is it just a matter of having that faith at that point? Or like, what is the underlying sort of gooey premise there?
I'm probably going to say something that not many people say. You are kidding yourself. Our whole life is a big kidding game.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, let's just say we are kidding ourselves, and we're kidding ourselves into depression. We're kidding ourselves into lack, or we're kidding ourselves into abundance and into amazingness. Like what if we are, let's just play that. Why not play it? Why not kid yourself all the way to amazingness? Why not? Because what happens is you will start off and it will feel like kidding. It will feel like a lie. It will feel like that. So maybe it is. I'm not going to say it. Maybe it's not. And then what happens though, is you continue to kid yourself, and I'm just going to use that word because that's what people are feeling. You're going to start to see some of these things happen. And then you're like, oh, that worked. All right, let's keep going. And then you just get better and better at it.
Incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that so honestly. I love that. That's really empowering. I really appreciate that. And yeah, I've followed you for too long. But this is, I know there's been a point where, you know, you used to tune back, and one of the affirmations you've got is about, you know, having, it used to be about, you know, being as bioenergetically available. I think I'm rephrasing it and paraphrasing and butchering it all at the same time. As a 24-year-old. And then over time you said, you know what, actually it feels more like a 28-year-old now, and I'm just going to meet myself where I'm at because I can actually believe that a little bit better. And yeah, I think it's really amazing just to sort of witness just kind of your own journey and just sort of feel like, this is kind of what feels more robust.
Yeah, so what he's referring to, you didn't mutilate it, but what you're referring to, I was actually talking to Vishen from Mind Valley, and a statement that I actually say, and I said it today, so it's not like I just say it to a podcast, like I do this every day, is I said, and I actually felt into it too. So I do this in the morning. I have what I call the fine, thin line of the thin veil of morning. And so I said, I'm at the bio state of a 28-year-old looking and feeling as if I am 28. So it was 24 at one point, like I would say 24, but that was like whatever, 5 years ago. So now I just moved it to 28. I don't know why, but if it feels more in resonance, then there's more power to it because there is a resonance belief system. But I want to be careful in saying that, because when I first started in this journey of saying I'm abundant and money flows into my life and I'm sitting here like barely eating any food, you know, sometimes you have to kid yourself. Like you have to just feel it, like use your imagination like you did when you were a kid, whether you're a boy playing G.I. Joes or a girl playing Barbies or mix and match, however you want, your make believe. You've got to get back into that. And that's where I'm saying it is kind of kidding, but it is make believe. And that will eventually start to manifest in your, what we would call our reality.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love that, because at some point there is and maybe this is a limiting belief of mine, and maybe it's worth me talking about it with you, because I do believe you've got to have a vision that inspires you and magnetizes you and pulls you forward. But at the same time, I find if I set it to be, because I can visualize anything. And as of that point, it's like, if it gets too far and too lofty, some part of my internal GIS internal system goes, you're more full of it than inspired. You know, like it's more egoic than not, you know? And maybe that's my own limiting belief. Is it my limiting belief? Or is it a matter of I'm potentially calling in something that's not alignment with me?
Well, that's really fascinating. And what I love that you're saying is that your mind, whether it's true or not, is saying that might be egoic. And I can tell you're someone who wants to live in alignment with your soul's path. And so if the mind says egoic, you're like, whoa, I don't want to be egoic. And I also don't want to just be a dreamer that doesn't actually create something in fruition, which is fascinating. So I would challenge you on really looking at that, like whatever the statement was, because you never said what it was that your mind's telling you might be egoic, and journal on it. Like, if this were to happen, how many lives would be impacted? How would I show up in the world? And is that egoic, or is that actually magnetic and magnificent? And feel into like a higher power communicating with you and saying, I mean, why not? Like, what if it is a why not? And you're just now saying, since it's so big, it must be ego.
Thank you for unpacking that for me. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Question, how do we start to discern? Because I know for tuning into the book, the first part is to get really clear on what it is that you want. Yeah. What's in the way of us being able to tune into what we want? Isn't everything we desire ours anyway?
Yeah, actually, I believe that consciousness, now I can unpack this because we can use words, but I actually feel this in my cells, is that consciousness wants to express through us. And so anything that we think we desire, and I know Rumi already quoted this, like whatever you think you desire or you want, those are the words we tend to use as humans, is actually seeking you. And the reason you feel it inside you, or thinking it or seeing it, or what we would call desiring, is because it's seeking to be expressed through you. You wouldn't actually know about it. You wouldn't be thinking about it if it wasn't seeking to be expressed through you. Granted, as humans, we have a lot of thoughts and we're thinking and da, 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 da. I'm talking about those thoughts, feelings, desires that are coursing through you on a regular basis. That's seeking you.
Yep. So what I'm hearing is there is like a more visceral internal sort of drive that is that desire, rather than kind of the desire where I'm just flicking through social media and seeing all these people killing it and just going, yep, I want that. 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 I want that.
That's yeah. Because if it goes away, it might've just been a thought and not fleeting, an internal cellular desire.
I love that. So another question. Thank you so much.
I love talking.
I feel like we're rapid firing this. For those that potentially, and I've had moments in my life where I'm like, I can really see a vision, but then there's times where I'm not that visionary. Like I can't really see it. Like I can feel it and I can sort of go, oh yeah, like this is kind of what I'm calling in. I can still tune into it, but it's not like a visually rich landscape. In your visualizations, how important is the visual aspect of visualization? And can it be coached?
Yeah, so what I'm finding in clients that I'm working with, and even within myself, is that the more tangible I can make it, like the smells, the colors, the textures, the feeling I would actually really feel and really go there, the quicker. But I want to say something, it's not just that. I also need to be in the frequency of love. And I feel like this frequency of love is like the nitro fuel to manifesting that a lot of that I'm like, this is what I'm obsessed with, because I'm like, oh, if I can choose love and be in a frequency of love, then these things that I see and textualize and feel into with detail are like on speed dial. But I do think it's important. I actually think it tangibilizes it, because the brain, the body goes where the brain is taking it, right? So the more you can bring all these finite details to the story or to the image, the better.
I love that. Yeah.
And it can be trained. So that was the second question, because what happens as we get older, as children, I mean, you watch a child, and I would suggest for anyone who's lost a little bit of imagination or feels like, God, I can't really see like Jeanette's talking about or you're talking about, is get around kids. Start like get down on the floor when they're like playing with their cars, or like they've got their farm animals out. Like they are in it. Like they are the farmer, they're the sheep, they're the superhero, they're in it. And I, you know, not to get like religious, but I actually think if we can be more childlike, go back to our curiosity, go back to that innocence, go back to that believing system within ourselves, that is the magic. That is the key. And as adults, we were told to stop. And I remember my daughter, I'm totally going off on this, but this is fascinating.
Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah, because my daughter, I have a daughter that's 18, believe it or not, and a daughter that's 13.
Yeah.
And my 18-year-old is super articulate and really brilliant and was super imaginative as a kid, like villages all over the house. And like, she would go there for, and she would pick up on the stories the next day, like super imaginative. And she told me, I think she was 15 or something, because they kind of stayed in their imagination a little longer than their friends. Like, so then sometimes they get teased, like, you want to play that? Like, we don't do that. We sit around and talk about boys or something. And I remember she said, she went to go play. Like she went to go sit down and play. And she goes, Mom, my imagination's going away. Like I can't get into that same spot. And it was kind of panicking for her. And I was like, this is fascinating. I think the school, our school system, I feel that even our friends that don't mean to, but are like, why do you believe that? Or why do you want to play that? Or what? Like grow up, you know, it turns off a switch within our brains. It's like a defense mechanism, right? Like sit still, study this way. You're not meant to be in imaginative state anymore. It switch off that muscle, right? So as an adult, a lot of times it has been turned off for a while, and it doesn't mean it can't be reignited. I would say get with some children and just try to play in their world. Ask them what you are and be it. Like start playing with that a little bit. And then slowly but surely that muscle and those neurons will get returned back on.
Incredible. Incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm a little bit biased to loving that piece of advice because I've got an 11-week-old right now. So yeah. And as you were sharing that, the Einstein quote, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited, but imagination encircles the world. Like it was just resonating thick and through for me. Wow. Okay. So visualization, tick, covered. Desires, tick, covered. Beliefs, tick, covered. In there, I want to have a chat about this this piece around Y-identity. You call it your Y-identity, and I don't know if I've ever heard that before. I'm not sure if it's your phrase or if you've picked it up along the way, but nonetheless, when I tuned into it, I was like, oh, I really dig this. Like, I really, really dig this. Because, like, when you tune into James Clear's work, Atomic Habits, has been on the bestseller list for years now. Like a really incredible book. And he talks about, yes, you can change your habits, right? But the easiest, like the hardest place, but also the simplest place to change, a most effective place to change, is your identity. Because if you become the identity of the person that is actually living out the habits that you're hoping for, you can actually execute it in a much more graceful way. But the white entity, like, it just takes that little bit even deeper than how he describes it. And I was like, dude, this is dope. Can you tell us a little bit about white entity?
Okay, so we're going to marry two concepts. So you just talked about, from this amazing book, talking about identity. And like, when you start to just operate as this person, right? Well, if you want to be healthy, what does a healthy person do? Mm-hmm. Those are identity factors, right? If you want to have an amazing relationship, right? So one thing that I'll do with people, it's so fascinating because some of these people were A-festers. They'd be like, and I have this successful business, but ultimately I just want to have a partner and that involves somebody else. Like, it doesn't require just me. Like, I'm feeling like I'm not attracting a partner that I really want. And I have all this money and I go on all these amazing vacations, but I go by myself. And I was like, but how's your house? Like, are you taking up the whole closet? Are you acting as if you're in partnership? That's an identity factor, right? So acting as if a partner's coming into your world, right? Like, park on one side of the garage, don't take up the whole garage. Like, you know, like, really act as if in that identity. The why factor. As we know, anyone who wants to be massively successful in business typically has to have a deep rooted why. And that why stems from meaning, stems from a deeper purpose other than just, you know, I want to be make a lot of money. It's like, why? Why do you want to make a lot of money? Or I want to be in relationship. Why? So you marry the deep why, the underbelly reason why you're even doing what you're doing or even calling in. And that's why I asked you to do that thing about ego, because a lot of times we think we want something or we think we should manifest something, but have we really gotten under the belly of why? Like, what's this why? Where is this coming from? And not having a story that it's ego, or not having a story that that's not possible, or not have a story that it's small or big, like, get to the why. And then you team it with the identity. And it's like a beautiful, like, concoction for speed dialing, manifesting and abundance and the things that you're calling in into your life.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's awesome. Yeah. And I think it's a really powerful concept to have a really clear why behind why you're doing it. And then also to tune into the identity of who it is that's actually calling that. And it's almost like the why and the how wrapped into one gorgeous little, like, punchy little thing. So in there, you mentioned the power of love and how important it is for you to tune into that when you're trying to call things in and embracing the abundance and visualizing. And you think it, for you described as putting things on speed dial for you. And when you described it, it was very palpable and I could feel it, but I'm conscious that it may not feel like that for everybody. So can you tell us a little bit, do you think that's just because love is one of the primordial forces of life and existence itself? Is that what you're tapping into?
Yeah. So the reason I'm called to even talk about this stuff on like a podcast or on stage or whatnot is because I don't think there's just abundance that's great, that you can have more money or be in a relationship and that's great. And I want everyone to have that. It's because I actually feel that a currency underneath that is a frequency of love. And so if more people are creating abundance and desires that come from a why, a deep why, and then they have to have a stream of frequency of love. So for me, my big mission is raising the frequency of love on the planet. But here's what we know is that people that have passed on. So when you start to study people that have gone, like, feel like they've died and then came back.
NDEs.
There's miraculous stories around it, around having, like, going in with all this cancer and boils on the body and then going, having this near death experience and realizing, I just need to forgive myself. I just need to love myself. I need to forgive all these people in my life. And once they do, the disease is gone. Right. And finding that this frequency of forgiveness and unconditional love is a speed dialer to health, to abundance, to business ideas, to creative ideas. There's a lot of near death experiences around this, around, I needed to get into forgiveness. I needed to get into unconditional love. And I saw that that's all there was when I passed on. So now I've been diving into it so much and just feeling what that feels like. Right. So the frequency of love, we all know what the frequency of anger is, or frustration, or betrayal, or hurt, or loneliness, right? We know those feelings. The opposite of that. And this isn't just, oh, Danette talking. there's actually been so many scientific studies on different potencies of levels of frequencies, right? And and how they resonate in the body and how they shift cells and love, unconditional love, not like, oh, love for a lover or love for a child, but just unconditional love, which is forgiveness and just loving you because I see myself in you, is the most highest frequency any of us can hold on to. And with that frequency, we become a magnet to the dreams or the visions that we have in our minds.
Oh, I could just listen to that in a meditation, to be honest.
Maybe I should do that.
That was incredible. So tuning into that, Danette, Inspired Evolution, when you feel into what's possible for humanity and the planet coming forward, what do you think the Inspired Evolution for humanity and us as a collective, what's your inspiration like? What do you see is possible for all of us?
You know, I've thought about it a lot, especially in these times. And once again, I've gone to my 18-year-old daughter around this because I find her wisdom and the way her mind works as an 18-year-old is radically different than the way my mind works. And we went into a deep discussion because for me, you know, I would love if everyone was in love and if everyone was saw themselves as connected to every living thing, plants, animals, humans, right? That we are one and that whatever they're looking at is a reflection back. I would love that. And she said something. So my shit is shifted. And I think I might shock you. She was like, don't you feel that this essence of pain, war, hurt, betrayal is all part of this beautiful mix that we get as a human? And you can't actually see and feel the love without the other, that this there's this need for polarity. Then I was in Temescal. I went to Temescal, which is basically a sweat lodge in the Mayan. And it hit me so hard because I've been wanting like humanity, we call it humanity, wake up, you know, we like want them to see life the way we see it. Right. And what really hit me in Temescal and my journey was that we need the polarity, and in the polarity is perfection. And for me now, what I want is I just need to work on myself. I don't need to worry about a collective of the planet, that I'm a part of the collective, and me choosing love or me choosing to embrace the polarity and to love in the polarity is my journey, is my contribution. And outside of that is not for me to say.
Oh, sister, as you're sharing that, I did this, I did a podcast with Marianne Williamson. And one of the things she said was, being present in the present moment is her, I asked her like, how do you like anchor that with the future and like all the things that you want to create, and especially as an activist and the frequency she holds. And she was like, the future is best looked after by me anchoring myself into the present moment. That is my faith. Like, I believe that. And what I'm hearing in that as well from your end is like, the collective is best looked after by me anchoring myself into my self-work as well. So, man, I'm getting chills as you're saying that, actually. It's really,
yeah,
really
that was deep. Beautifully said how you said that. It's like the collective is best looked at. I'm going to rephrase it because that was really powerful for me. The collective is best looked at by me anchoring into my growth and into, you know, my love and my acceptance.
Oh, Danette, thank you so much. Before I let you go, there's one cheeky little question I got to ask, which is, I know you've donated a lot of money to charity, and it's a very inspirational and incredible thing that you've done there. Now, I wanted to tune in. You mentioned this thing about the 10% rule. Tell us a little bit about 10% and why, and the energetics behind it, potentially why, and inspire us a little before I let you go.
So I don't even know. Do I have that somewhere? Because how did you know about 10% giveaway? Who must do research? Or did I put it somewhere? My team put it somewhere. Okay. So I grew up in a very religious family and came from the belief system that we would give 10% of all of our earnings to the church. And even though my belief systems have shifted, there was something that really caught hold as a little girl, and still for me today, is that that there I am gifted with so much. And no matter if I just made $1,000 a month, right, and I'm barely getting by, I've lived this principle of giving 10% away, even in my hardest. And I come from this belief that as I give what I have, 10% of what I have, that's like my tithing to the world, to my offering to the universe, like then it's only going to come back even more, right? And so whether I need it back or not, like that's not the purpose for it for me. It's just, it's saying 90%, I'm grateful for that 90%, and that 10%, I'm going to share. Whether I'm making $100, I did it in college. I did it when, you know, I was scraping through is, and so now I just do it to charities, causes that, that feel in resonance for my soul. I ask my kids what they want to get involved with and how we can do this. And so that's the principle that I love living by. And I just feel it's the right thing to do for me. And so that's what I do.
Oh, thank you so much. At the risk of tarnishing it with the word hack, I really feel like it's a gorgeous spiritual hack because, I can feel into how much trust you must have in the abundance, even when chips are up and chips are down, to be like, you know what? I still have the capacity to give and to give and to give, and then to allow more receiving to come because the universe knows that you're going to give. It's, yeah, really awesome. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
As I want to say to any parent that's listening, the reason I'm able to do it is because my parents, whether you agree with it or not, having me, I was like seven with my like pennies, giving 10% away, you know. So knowing that I was always safe to give 10% away, I think was a beautiful thing they taught me, because I would lay out all my pennies and be like, three. And whether it's to the church or whatever you believe in or a cause, I think it's a beautiful thing to teach your children.
Yeah.
Is that there's more than enough, and whatever you have to give, give at least 10. And if you can give more, give more, but at least 10.
Oh, I love that. Jeanette, honestly, sister, thank you so much for doing this with us here today. And I could just seriously sit here and just thank you for this incredible conversation that we've had. I know it's helped me in a great deal, and I'm sure it's going to help so many others that are tuning in as well. But I know it's a lifetime's of work that actually informs this conversation. So thank you so much for the way you show up and the work you do in the world. For those that are tuning in, a link to Embrace Abundance is totally going to be in the show notes. Totally check it out. This gets unpacked to the nth degree in that book. And also a link to Danette's website where there's so much going on, and I've got a little pet sort of thing. Check out her YouTube channel. It's really awesome. I really like it. There's so much cool little tips, and like everything's snackable. Like it's really easy to consume all the pieces of content on there. So it's really clear. And whether it's about nutrition, whether it's about movement, it's all there, and mindset stuff as well. So really incredible three pillars. She's super clear on what she's up to and helping you with it. So yeah, we'll put all the links to that. Thank you so much for doing this with us. And on behalf of myself and the Humbled Inspired Evolution Tribe, we're wishing you all the best always, Jeanette. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I loved it.
Thank you so much for tuning into this amazing episode of The Inspired Evolution. Without you, The Inspired Evolution Tribe, this podcast would not be what it is today. Thank you so much for your love and your support. Thank you so much for being so inspired to evolve. It's truly inspiring. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to The Inspired Evolution on YouTube, the home of The Inspired Evolution's video podcast. We release inspiring conversations such as this every week, along with guided meditations and empowering insights, all designed to help you grow and evolve. Honestly, your subscription on YouTube to the channel helps us out a great deal. And one of the other benefits, if you're having any insights or shifts from these episodes that you want to chat about, or if you'd like to leave myself or the guest a message, please do so in the comments on YouTube. I truly look forward to hearing from you. And as always, Tribe, remember to stay inspired and keep evolving.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.